Hello, everyone. This is Benevolent Heretic. I almost said my real name. AboveTopSecret.com. Yeah, relentless. I really hear you. I really do. And I think that's a wise thing to do, to go at it from both angles. To say, you know, hold your horses there, everybody. This might not be the government takeover that we think it is. And that's interesting. Because I wasn't really sure if anyone, with the exception of perhaps Sophie Crow, because she normally feels that way, felt some of the same concerns that I have. I wasn't sure if everyone saw things from my side, so I wanted to point that out. And, you know, I'm usually on the far end of things, the far skeptic, the far conspiracy. I'm usually on the far end. And so I wasn't sure if everybody saw that same stuff that I was seeing or feeling. And as my cynical podcast pointed out, these type of suspicions I have been in my brain since 9/11, basically. Sometimes I feel like if I can see the problem coming and I can voice it and mention it and really get a good hold on it, it won't affect me so much. And what I think the truth is that I won't feel like such a fool for falling for it. Because I fell for everything that happened after 9/11. I fell for the government. I fell for the war and all that stuff. And then after, when I found out what was really going on, I felt so foolish. And now I kind of want to see those things coming. You know, I want to watch out for them because I feel like I should have known. And so that's why I'm so adamant about pointing out that kind of stuff. You know, maybe it's a government conspiracy. So anyway, that's really all I wanted to say. Thanks for listening.